Isn't that lovely? That's the ballad version of A Place Called You. And I reckon that is the John Lewis Christmas advert one year that I must have missed. It's by Emma Stevens, and she's on the line now. Emma, hi.
Woo! Hello! Thank you so much for having me on.
No, it's a pleasure to catch up. Last time I remember seeing you was 2014 at the Portland Arms at the start of that tour. That's 8 years ago, nearly.
Oh, my goodness. It feels like yesterday. And I remember that gig so well because, for a start, there was someone in the audience who threw up a couple of crazy hats and got us to wear them. So we wore them for the gig. And then my guitarist amp started picking up Beach Boys from some radio frequency, and we were quite stunned by that. So I really remember that gig.
It was really weird. We were standing in the audience thinking, what's going on? I thought it might be a clever trick. Hey, listen, she's going to do a mashup or something. But no, not at all. And let's just circle back to that version of A Place Called You. And as I say, that's got to be a John Lewis Christmas ad, hasn't it?
Do you know, it's funny you talk about John Lewis, because a while back, do you remember when Lily Allen did the Christmas ad, the John Lewis Christmas ad? I was in the final running, down to the third person to be that on that John Lewis ad. I even had a version of it done with the cartoon. It would have been absolutely incredible to have got John Lewis ad, and especially incredible if it was A Place Called You, but maybe we can still make it happen. Maybe you can help me out and we can write to them and say, please.
It's one of those songs that but when we knew that you were coming on the show and that you're out on tour, we've started playing the original version, the upbeat version, a bit more. And it's timeless, that track. I have to say, it is the most annoying track in some ways, because every time I play it, that's my earworm for the rest of the day. I'm going, hey, Danny, I'm fine. You think, oh, come on. But it's a lovely, a catchy tune.
I do like writing an earworm, but that one in particular, do you know, that gets stuck in my head, and then I'm annoyed at myself for writing that song, so I empathise.
But, I mean, those two versions really demonstrate that it is all down to what you decide to do in the studio on the day, isn't it? Because that is a gentle ballad, and it is also a sort of ditzy festival song that everyone's going to be... You've got the VW camper van and the sun out and everything. Yeah. When you wrote it, which way was this going?
Oh, it was much more along the VW camper van, sunny, everyone kind of dancing and having a good time. Yeah, definitely. And then, you know, it's actually kind of a bit sad, the song, lyrically, because it's about, you know, hoping that the person realizes that you know, you really love them and not knowing if they do know that. So it works really well as a ballad, because it kind of, the sentiment of the lyric comes through more there, but it's still kind of a sort of a happy song. I love the song.
Yeah, and
Thank you. I mean, I
imagine that lockdown must have been the worst thing ever for you, because whenever we see your videos and we see your pictures, you're out. It's countryside. It's the beach.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that you sat indoors and at least wrote some songs.
Do you know, I did a lot of studio work, because I'm lucky enough to have a studio so I can set up so I can record. So actually, it wasn't too bad. I say it wasn't too bad. I mean, it was pretty awful, actually, not getting out to go and do any gigs. Mm. But I recorded Lockdown Lullabies EP, and I recorded a lot of my new album as well. So, you know, pros and cons. But yeah, it was pretty miserable and pretty miserable for a lot of people as well.
Yeah, indeed. And you talked there about it. I mean, we had Light Years out in the early part of the year. So another album on the way?
It is. I am working on new material as we speak. It's been incredible to just kind of explore different sort of sounds as well. I mean, I got a new baby recently. I got a lovely light blue Telecaster, and that has kind of inspired me a lot. So I wrote a song called The Longing, which is a new single, which is coming out at some point. It's out already. What am I talking about? It's out already. And that is kind of a bit rockier. It's a little bit rockier. But obviously inspired by the guitar.
Yeah, I mean, traditionally when I was singing, it's been acoustic guitar or it's been ukulele, which, I mean, and you flick between the two and you really seem to enjoy playing both those. Interesting you mentioned, excuse me, Lily Allen earlier, because Alex Elbro, I played the upbeat version of A Place Called You the other day. She messaged in and she said, sounds like Lily Allen. And I thought, you're right.
How funny is that?
Yeah, and I also think as well, so listening to some of your stuff, there's sort of a bit of Alanis Morissette in there. Where do you get your inspirations from?
It's really interesting because I'm inspired by lots and lots and lots of different artists and bands. I love, one of my favorite albums of all time is Talk on Corners by The Corrs. So that's when I kind of where I get a little bit of the Celtic-y sort of Alanis Morissette vocal thing. But then, God, I listen to everyone and anything, you know, it could be from Dixie Chicks all the way to sort of like more rocky stuff to poppy stuff to folk stuff. You know, on the tour at the moment, the cover that we're doing is Fleetwood Mac. So I love everything. I love music.
And great that you can stretch your legs and try some different genres. Because for me, Enchanted as an album is one of those ones where if you're in the car and you're just thinking, come on. Yeah, you get those days. And you know, it's a nice day and you're having a nice drive, but you just can't get the music that goes with it. Enchanted is one of the ones thinking, I'll tell you what, let's bung that on. And it does and it does work, doesn't it? There are tracks for Ziggy Albert's is always one for early dusk. But yours is again, it's back to that VW camper van and the festivals.
Yeah.
But let's stick some Emma Stevens on and away you go. So it's nice that you're going to try some different things because it gives you different things for different moods, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And, you know, with Lightyear, the new album, I've been much more, it's much more kind of got a bit of a synthy pop feel with a bit of sort of an 80s inspiration as well going on. So each album, I think, is sort of quite different in its own right. And To My Roots, for example, the very kind of country sounding album, which I wrote most of while I was actually in Nashville, they're all a bit different. And I think that's really lovely and keeps me authentic, you know, because I listen to different stuff all the time. So it's going to get into my writing, isn't it? And so it is great. And I feel very lucky that I've still kept a really good fan base and people still like to listen to the new stuff.
And I know why it is. You just said they're authentic. And I mean, you're playing the Stables at Milton Keynes tonight. You've played the Junction. But you've done the Junction in Cambridge before, but then the last time you were here, you played the Portland Arms. You know, you got a bunk up from Terry Wogan and Chris Evans early on in your career. You've had Ash Owl's remixes of some of your songs. But you still seem to like to play the smaller gigs, the more intimate gigs, and as you say, keep in touch with your fans.
Oh God, yeah. Do you know, I've played big venues and big shows, and the intimate gigs are just where it's at for me. The kind of connectivity that you get with the audience, I think it's a better show for the people in the audience because you feel like you're really part of something. And when I play the big gigs, it's harder to storytell. It's harder to talk about the songs because you know you don't know if everyone is in there to really want to hear all of that, or they just want to hear the music. So I feel very, very lucky to get to do the smaller venues. They're truly great. And also it's nice to support the community as well, isn't it?
It is.
The smaller venues are that just need all the help, really, they can get, especially after lockdown.
They do. And so let me bring you up on the subject of why no Cambridge this time around. Come on. We've waited. It's been 8 years. When are we going to get you back here?
You know, shall I do it next year?
That would be really nice. I'm prepared to ring the Portland Arms straight after this and book you in. Or you can have the Junction. Or you can have the Corn Exchange, if you reckon. You know, if you fancy straight. We'll make some calls.
Let's do some calls.
Is this going to be the plan for the next couple of years now, though? Out on the road, getting back out there.
Definitely. Getting the music out there. A friend of mine, Jesse Terry, is coming over from the States next year. So we're going to do a little tour together. He's a wonderful singer-songwriter. So I think it's going to be lots of live music and lots of recording.
Fantastic. We look forward to it. Emma, it's been lovely to catch up. I'll let you get ready
lovely
for your gig
to
tonight.
You too.
But just keep doing what you do. We'll write to John Lewis. We'll write to the Corn Exchange. And then we'll see you all in 2022. Emma, lovely to catch up.
Amazing.
Take care.
Yeah, you too. Lovely to chat to you.